Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. This is our 40th and final episode of the Lenten podcast series focusing on the Badarak. We're so glad you took this 40-day journey with us as we delved into the various aspects of the divine liturgy. We hope these podcasts provided you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during this season of Lent. This podcast, as well as all of our other podcasts, is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
Have you ever been so quiet that you can hear even your own heartbeat? Its rhythm reminds you of order, and its beats count off time. We began this journey 40 days ago with an axiom of sorts, that every journey begins with a first step. We can't make such a pronouncement about the end of this particular journey, for in fact, ours was not to arrive at a destination as much as it was to connect to a wider road, one which we call the journey of life. The Holy Divine Liturgy that we celebrate on Sunday morning is a means of connecting the spirit and the physical. It is a necessary walk outside of the mundane to find the sacred, and then to return to turn the mundane into the sacred. It is the connection with the center of the universe, to the divine, that which makes everything function and work in harmony. It has been said the goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe, to match your nature with nature. The divine liturgy is the heartbeat that pumps our essence into the universe with God, and in turn pumps God's essence within us. The divine liturgy of the Armenian Church began at the creation of the universe, when God demanded, "Let there be light." The divine liturgy was brought to the table when God wanted a remembrance of the act of His love, and the love that is demanded of each of us. Picking up the bread and the wine, He said, "This is my body, this is my blood, which is given for all of you." And this divine liturgy has been celebrated ever since by apostles and the early Christian communities, even in time of persecution. When you receive the Holy Communion, you are communicating with Christ and His followers. You are communicating with love and the followers of love. You are connecting with everyone who has sat at the same holy table. With Gregory the Illuminator, who celebrated this meal in the pit of Khorvirab. With Vartan Mamigonian, Revontieretz, and Catholicos Hofstep, who realized the odds against them and still celebrated this liturgy on the field of Avarayr, and every other saint that has come ever since, from Augustine to Shnorhali, from Naregatsi to Dadivatsi. When you receive the Holy Communion, you are communicating with the saints who, on the death march through Deir Zor, with the Turks butchering and raping their population and towns, knelt and received the immortal body and blood, sharing in the victory of Christ, knowing they had overcome the world. Yes, the divine liturgy is that mystical and magical experience that is offered to us as a regular means of communicating and communing with the divine and with our past. And in so doing, it defines our future, because it is the heartbeat, the means by which love is transferred through the veins of history and arrives today, ready to be passed on to the next beat. This is the journey through the divine liturgy. This is Father Voskin, thanking you for joining us through the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy. I take this opportunity to thank you for your messages of support and hope. We invite you to join us throughout the rest of the year at epostle.net as well as inhisshoes.org. I take this opportunity to also thank our producer, Susie, for the meticulous ways that she produces each and every one of our shows, as well as Ken, our engineer. On behalf of the entire In His Shoes crew and epostle.net, we thank you and may God bless.
Listeners, this 40th day of Lent concludes our Lenten journey series on the Badarak. Thank you for partaking in this journey. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please continue to keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Vazgen and the Epostle crew, this is Susie wishing you all of God's blessings as we enter Holy Week.